All right, Kyle, thank you. I'm here with Aaron Nola, who made his major league pitching debut last month on July 21st. Aaron, what has the past month been for you?
It's been a whirlwind, but you know, it's I've already made six starts, which is crazy to think about. This month has really, it's gone by pretty quick. You know, I'm getting a little, getting to know the guys a little better and you know, getting to hang out with them a little more. And yeah, it's been pretty fun for me so far.
Obviously, you're still doing a little bit of adjusting, figuring out what works. What's the biggest lessons or adjustments that you've made so far?
It's a different world up here. You know, the hitters are really good, and every pitch matters. You know, you can't take any pitches off in any count, because you know, you leave a pitch in any count over the middle of the plate or a good pitch for them to hit. You know, they're going to hit it, and they're going to hit it hard. And you know, that's one big thing I've learned is, you know, stay down in the zone and you know, have confidence every time I go out there, and you know that I want to succeed, and know that, you know, defense is going to play behind me, and that they've played very well behind me, and the offense has given me some good runs.
You talked about getting to know the guys in the clubhouse a little bit more. Who's been the biggest help for you, making you more confident on the mound?
Everybody. You know, I hadn't just talked to one guy. I've talked to multiple guys, you know, pitchers and hitters, just giving me pointers about, you know, the game, the teams that we're going to face, the teams that we're facing, upcoming opponents. But, you know, they've all given me good advice, and, you know, throughout their career, what they did to be successful and what they did as a rookie when they were.
What has been the most exciting part for you about the past month, besides the nerves that you'll always remember and look back and go, that was amazing?
Yeah, my debut was pretty, it was pretty special for me. I had a lot of family in Philadelphia, and glad they got to experience that. But, you know, the coolest thing over here is just playing at this level and playing in front of all the fans, and you know, there's nothing else like it.
Your brother Austin plays in the Miami Marlins organization for New Orleans. What did he say when he heard his younger brother was getting called up?
I had a missed call from him, actually. Those are the first people I called, was my parents, my mom and dad, and my brother. So he just wanted to congratulate me, and told me that the work paid off, and you know, I told him his work's going to pay off, and I'm really hoping he gets called up soon, or, you know, he gets the opportunity whenever that is.
Do you have any specific goals in mind for the rest of the season?
I mean, just to go out there and leave it all out on the field, and you know, try to win every game I pitch, try to put the team in the best position to win, and just give it 100% every time I go out and compete as hard as I can.
All right, one last question. You guys made a big trade this week, Chase Utley to the Dodgers. What has the feeling in the clubhouse been?
It's been good. It's been the same. You know, Chase is a great guy, a great player, as everybody knows, and he was a great player through his career here with Philadelphia, and you know, we all know in the clubhouse and all the fans and all the Philly world out there, you know, he's gonna, you know, prolong his career and do good wherever he is, and it's pretty cool to see him and Jimmy back up the middle again and with the Dodgers.
Aaron, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you for having me.
Kyle, back to you.